This is October 19th, 2016, the Courtroom Observer conference call. So I guess I'm I don't have anything in particular to report, except we did have a strategic meeting about the Bundy thing last Saturday about what our next move was doing because Judge Brown, I know they had a petition to impeach her too, but I guess what the decision was is to go after her violations and not like every single one, like just pick five major ones and keep nailing her on that. And that's what they came up with for that. And I wondered if anybody has any news. I've been really concerned about Julian Assange. Has anybody heard anything? I mean, basically they're saying he's dead. I don't know if anybody knows anything about that.
I don't know anything in particular, but all I know is that they're saying his internet is cut off.
Right, but they also did those encryption codes that are like an insurance if something happens to him. They sent him out. Now, that happened to Snowden, too, about, I don't know, a few months ago, the same thing.
My opinion on that is that they might have been trying to stop him midway or something with you know, physically releasing it. I'm sure he has proxies and he has safe places and hardened connections and the whole bit. You know, but I'll bet you that was just a trigger to make sure that batch got through. You know,
maybe.
And
I hope he's okay. It could be part of a sting operation, you know, on his side.
From the Ecuadorian embassy that acknowledges that they shut down the connection temporarily because of ethics to violating or, you know, interfering with other nations' elections. Like, that was their fig leaf, okay? Obviously, they were strong-armed by somebody, but then they have to say something about it, right? Because somebody physically threw the switch. Well, you know, there's a lot of joking and stuff and other things going around, so I don't think it's really a snatch and grab at this point. Just my opinion, just from what I've been watching.
Veterans Today, Mike Harris is saying he's dead. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, again, there's a lot of that false trigger stuff. All internet is just a turd farm, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You peel back your skepticism and try to hear the same thing from enough places. You know, it's more noise than information. But anyway, on the other thing, I've been following that really closely, the Bundy trial, just trying to get a grip and try to, you know, get tests. You know, like all of us, we're trying to take the temperature, right, of what's going to work, especially if you have an open case like I do, and I'm trying to figure out which way to push it and how to, you know, put the rest leave in there, because you know there's just a raft of tools and responses that they're going to have, and each one would have a different response for you. But over there, they're still in the very final comments and rebuttals. And so there's going to be a seated jury very soon, and then it'll go quiet until we find out how long it's going to take the jury, I guess. You know?
So do you know what's the date on that?
Well, again, it's open-ended, isn't it? Because the jury's out when the jury's out. I mean, I think you're in a day or so, within a day or so of finishing up all comments. Like, if you want to really know, look at Low K on YouTube. And also, I've been really trying to push this out to everybody in NLA because I think it's so important that everybody be aware of Leo Stratton's work. Okay, he's dissecting the WikiLeaks now and adding it to the pile. He's been doing forensic investigations on the Iron Triangle, the land grabbing assholes, all those guys, those characters, pardon my language, out there in the West, where, you know, they've just taken it on themselves to have a secret, you know, cabal, and it's God probably got something to do with Agenda 21, but it's definitely going straight back to people in Washington, including Hillary and the rest of them.
Right.
So, you know, we need that information. I think it could be put into papers by, you know, John and the team. I really think it's the ammunition, and John has the perfect Gatling gun to fire it out of, you know, because he knows how to, you know, put together a tight paper that says something without getting us directly in trouble is kind of, you know, trying to overthrow for our own shadow government kind of hyperbole, you know. He knows how to couch it usually, so...
I would like to interrupt to say something.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
John has created an additional part of the website called Ideas, and this is where you should put your ideas.
Okay.
That way it will get to the upper echelon of NLA, and they will put people on it.
Okay, I'm going to look up that on the internet, I mean on the website, and see if I can find where it is. It's not, okay.
Go to YouTube.
Oh, go to YouTube?
Just go to YouTube, and I show you some videos of people who are doing daily video reports.
No. I want to find, what I'm looking for right now is
the ideas.
I'm sorry, on the NLA site, never mind.
Yeah.
Right.
So what is it under?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. John was going to create it Monday.
Oh, well.
He said he would get it done that day.
Let me see. I'm going to see if I can search it.
So it would be brand new.
Well, I Skyped it to Kyle. I Skyped this to... I'm just... Sorry, I sound urgent, but I think it's urgent. I think this information should have already been into NLA. John should already know who Leo Stratton is. Because the only person I've seen on his level is Gordon Bowden, who's doing the same thing over in Britain. And it's the same cabal set of customers, the same people who fix LIBOR and, you know, do all these satanic things and warmonger with everything. It's really the same people, you know?
Yeah, I know it.
Leo Stratton, man, he's our guy in Oregon. Frig Sack, he's it.
So you want us to go to YouTube and look at his stuff?
Yeah, go to Leo Stratton. That's one website. And if you want other great updates every day on the Oregon trials, it's low and a capital K. Just the word L-O and a capital K with a space between them. Like, I don't know what it stands for, just the word low and then just L-O, though.
Okay, I got Leo here. And then just L-O?
L-O-W or L-O?
No, just L-O space capital K, I think is what it is. Yep, there we go. 56 videos. Yep, Bundy trial update. The last one was 12 hours ago.
Oh, this is good.
And, no, these are the guys on the ground. John Lamb. John Lamb's on Facebook. Really great. You can get live feeds at lunch breaks and stuff. I mean, you can really kind of keep up to date with a blow-to-blow. And I've just lately, in the last few weeks, been pretty fascinated with it. So, but I think it's pivotal to a lot of things. And the government is very involved. They're deep, deep into this thing. They're trying to do damage control and, you know what I mean? But it's really up to a jury now. And that's what we believe in, right? So we should be monitoring this process.
Yeah. Ron Flick sent out a really good thing on... Some guy wrote a really good book about the grand jury, the power of the grand jury, and he was talking about it as the fourth level of government, and that he did this whole thing on it, a really good book, and this really good video on it, how they don't want, you know, how come you don't know about it?
The common law countries collectively, because they've done some of this in Britain, are scared to death of the people's grand juries.
Right, that's what he's saying.
So they're going to start to bend and make the courts more flexible for us. It's just a matter of which way we want to take them. You know, what kind of kindling we want to pile on what part of their empire. before we light it on fire. You know, that's my attitude. Because they're scared. They know that we have a right to do that. It's just we don't have the quorum. We don't have enough people upset or with enough free time on their hand. I don't know what it is, but, you know, it's not taking off fast. We'd love it to take off faster, committees of safety and grand juries. Anyway, that's what I got.
All right, awesome. Thank you. Let's see. Does anybody else have anything they want to talk about related to grand jury? Oh, sorry, related to the coroner observers? Okay.
Well, this is Jan in Kansas, and I had told you guys last week about that I had a situation after my mother passed where the attorney that a friend set up, it looked like that this attorney set up a trust account or something like that, and then he was trying to have me pay the attorney bill under that name that looks like a trust or an estate name, which I wouldn't do. So I told him that I'd pay him in my name. I made an honorable, it's an honorable conditional acceptance of the bill with an offer of intent to settle and close out the bill and all liability on it. But I said I'd only do it in my name and not this name. I called it the name not known to me. And instead of him providing proofs of claims on the disputed items on the bill, one of which is the name, which he's legally required to do, he sent it to a debt collector. I went through that for a couple of months with the debt collector and blah, 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 got the affidavits written and all that. And so then, right away, just quickly, it was turned over into a lawsuit. It's small claims. It's like under $1,000, but it's quickly been turned into a small claims lawsuit. And so on October 4th, here's my point now. On October 4th, I sent my answer to the summons, which I told you guys about, to the plaintiff's attorney, the plaintiff being the debt collection agency, the plaintiff's attorney, which is the attorney who it looks like set up that trust, and to the court. So that was on, I think I just said October 4th, but anyway, it was on October 5th. I certified mailed all that, all those three, with the return receipt requested green card. And do you know that was on the 5th? I did not get the plaintiff's green card back until the 11th. I didn't get the attorney's green card back until the 13th. On the 14th, I got the green card back that was attached to the court's answer to the summons, but it wasn't acknowledged, it wasn't stamped, it wasn't postmarked. It was like somebody ripped it off, but it did get back to me. Well, then I got the... I got this phony that looks like phony to me. It's another green card from the court that now it's signed, but it's not the green card that I sent. They made up a new one and said they got it, somebody wrote on it that they got it on the 14th, which, of course, that's 9 or 10 days after I mailed it. So anyway, I'm not looking for a solution. I'm just throwing that out there. Is that a bunch of crap, you know, to pay like $7 for $20 or $21 to send those letters and have it be, you know, between 8 and 10 days for them to get it? And it just looks to me like that something got held up on it. So anyway, I'm really getting interested to see how they're going to handle this, because I want to put one more thing in there, is that... with this, what looks like a trust account, because they used, instead of billing me by my name for the attorney bill, they put my mother's full name, the word estate, and then my name. So they bound my name to hers with the word estate, which I believe creates a trust, and that's the name I wouldn't pay in. But the funny thing is, I mean, they are so stupid. The funny thing is going to be that my mother... and Dad, they didn't have a lot of money, but they had a little nest egg put away. And in the 90s, they initiated, or whatever you call it, they created a trust. So they put that little nest egg they had into a trust. Well, then when my mom got sick later after my dad was gone, about 25 years later, my mother decided to dissolve the trust. So we did that legally. It was all done, you know, got all the papers for it. So for these stupid people to try to set up a trust, when my mother and father had had a trust, and then my mother dissolved it herself like 10 years ago, I've got less and less and less respect. I'm being less and less able to make excuses for them. They are damn criminals, and that's all you can say about it. They know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. They're hurting people on purpose. They're lying. They're filthy criminals. And I just am so happy that this nation, no matter who gets the presidency, I'm just so happy for NLA and for there's other people that are just, you know, I mean, groups of people that are just, you know, I mean, we're not going to go out in the street like John and Gerard say. We're not going to take our pitchforks and burn down the barn or anything like that. But I think there's a whole lot of us out there. It just got our belly full of these people tripping us. They're like the unpopular people in third grade, you know, where they're so jealous of everybody else because they're so stupid and untalented. Excuse me, I'm just spouting here. But they can't get anything with talent or brains. And so anybody who's got half of a talent or half of a brain in them, they want to trip us. And so, anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I'm still waiting. This matter is supposed to go before the judge on October 31st. But like I said, I just denied consent. I said, no, here's what I did, blah, 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 and I know it's all legal. And so I'm just interested to see, you know, whether they're actually – I said this case needs to be withdrawn because there is no – issue here that needs to be adjudicated. And so anyway, but I just thought of all the nerve for them to keep, I mean, you could see where one card could get, you know, hung up for a week or two, a week or a week and a half, but not all three of them. And then for the one from the court to come dragging in here, send the one back on the 14th, and then I got this one on the 18th. You know, which is almost 2 weeks later that's now signed. And they wrote in the numbers that was on the certified mailing. They wrote it all in. It's just the craziest thing I've ever seen. These people, and then I'll shut up, but it's just really soaked in. When I got this today, it's just like the whole, all the puzzle pieces went together. Yes, they know. Yes, they're doing it on purpose. Yes, they're thieves. Yes, they're liars. Like they wrote in the number on my certified little green and white thing that they put onto the top of the envelope. It's just like, what don't these people think they can get away with? They're just absolutely right out there. They don't even try to cover their CYA. They don't even try to do that. They just do it. So anyway, that was kind of a rant and a information and a thank you to everybody all rolled up into one. I'm out.
All right, awesome. Well, I know I would probably ask Ollie if he was on to kind of give us an update in Oregon, but I heard he's having internet issues now. So we'll see where that goes. And I don't have anything else. I think since we're, you know, we really don't have much. Do you think we should end the call now, Laura?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can have a short one tonight. That's fine with me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, just very quickly on that. I had the same issue when I was trying to appeal my foreclosure and the foreclosure sale and the confirmation of the sale and, you know, whatever you call it, and so each time I sent something in, I would get really weird response times the same way, and they would intentionally mail things like right before Christmas, you know, so it went over the holiday. And also just really out of time, like 3 weeks later, you know, a whole batch of things I had sent in would come through the pipe. And I think that they get kind of, especially by pro se and unusual stuff, I'm just like projecting here my thoughts, but I think they get a little stuck. And they think they're going to use the time advantage out of desperation, because it's always like a response window. Like the judge will even repeat what the rules are, like, okay, I'm giving the other side 5 days, or, you know, it seems arbitrary sometimes, but I think they have a recipe they go by. You know, that's my thoughts on it. And I think there's a delay fraud, and there's slow walking your paperwork. These things have been documented, I think. I mean, we'll look up some case law, but, you know, there's other things you can pile on. And what I'm learning from what they're doing in Britain, and I bring this up because it's germane, because it's the same exact process. They're going up against chancery courts. They've got one really small bastion of a common law court called the Queen's Bench. And, you know, you try to get your case into there, and it's like, you know, getting it into federal court here. It's difficult, you know, what cases they'll accept. And the civil rights ones are the hardest and the most abundant at the same time, and no lawyers will touch them. And but anyway, you know, what they do is they pile on these different frauds. You know, they're cover-up frauds, and they go with the RICO, and they go with the rest of it.
All they want is your name. They want your name. They want that name to. They don't want the house. They don't care about that. They want. They. I mean, they're going to take it, but they want that name.
They want
and
to
they. You have to ask them to verify debt.
You know, they want
you
to
what?
Keep contracting with us, and we want to keep preserving our rights. And so that's this eternal struggle. And, you know, I think what we're trying to do right now is make the best lay, you know, because we know it's not going to go swimming. We want to taunt them into bad behavior early on so we can nail them for it. You know,
did you ask them to verify the debt and show you the contract?
Exactly. And I've done that, and they've done a failure to answer in most of those cases and given me trivial, partial, you know, standoffs and said, no, we deny it or we pass it on. And then the Supreme Court rejected my case, too, and saying, you know, this or that, you know, deadline. Well, you know, it was 10 days back in 2014 when I was still lawyer shopping and, you know, getting my sea legs in bankruptcy court. So it's really a moot point. But again, they use every technicality, and like John says, they've got some rules that work for us, but it's a matter of getting out of our emotional state and our reactive state and getting some mud on the wall. And I want to see some examples on the website of, you know, motions to dismiss and motions to this and motions to that, that would be sort of boilerplate natural things for us to do. Do you know what I mean? Like spouting off right away about jury nullification and being able to represent ourselves with a clerk or a co-counsel there and not have them accused of practicing law without a license. Like just kind of some of these basic threshold things that we should start challenging with regularly as a group. That's just my kind of thoughts on it.
Yeah, and I don't think they're trying to take my house. I think that they're just trying to, I'm not going to say what I think because I don't have any proof of it yet. But I do find it really interesting that they're so bold with all this. I mean, they're not even trying to cover it up. It doesn't take 14 days to mail a letter 150 miles, you know. It just doesn't. But thank you for all of your information, you guys. It's always so helpful.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I think I have an idea for you. Spouting it out in court is not the right answer because they will shut you up.
Yeah.
The only recourse you really have, in my opinion, is by utilizing paperwork and submitting that into the court.
Right.
Memorandums of law are very powerful, especially when you bring in, like the judge's orders to the jury, where he says to the jury that they will decide the law. They're not going to decide the law. They have to convict the person within the law. Well, if they use statutory codes, it is not law. And a statutory code must have an enabling clause. And if you bring that up, it screws them.
Okay, say that's new to me. So is this Fred?
Yes, California Fred again.
Yeah, yeah. So you said if they use statutory law, they have to use an enabling clause?
Well, there has to be an enabling clause for the statutory law to work.
Okay.
Also, it has to be written in the Federal Registry if it's in a federal court.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got to do some homework here, but when the judge tells the jury that, you know, it's not their duty to question the law, that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's using the word law, and he's not using the word statutory code. And he doesn't discern the difference.
Okay.
That's where...
Well, this is a...
Memorandums of law placed in your court paperwork becomes very powerful, because you can actually frame your case in your memorandums of law. Like it's all in the paperwork you submitted. This is a court of record. If it's not a court of record, you better have the kind of court it is stamped on the upper right-hand corner of the document. Is it a admiralty court? Is this something to do with the law of the sea? Is it the law of the land? What is it?
Okay. I'm taking notes here.
Well, I'm not the right person to give you all this information. John is so much. I wish he would get better soon.
Yeah. Well, it gives, just even knowing the terms and the concepts, you know, then a person can go on their own and start looking things up. So thank you.
At National Liberty Alliance, on their webpage, they do have memorandums of law, and they're very...
Yeah, a lot of them.
Right.
Okay.
And what you do is you whatever district court you're in, you
uh-huh.
download the jury instructions for that district.
You're right.
Right.
And you find out what the judge is going to spoon feed to that jury.
Okay.
And then you pick it apart.
Hey, buddy, where are the memorandums of law on the site?
Under court cases.
And court filings, yes.
It's not clear yet. Where in the tree is it?
Just a second, and I'll go there too. But I have to close down my mic because it'll take me some time.
Thanks, Brad.
Okay. Anything else? Otherwise, I think it's a good time then to call.
Why?
Okay. I'll stop the recording.